The Navy is asking Congress to change military personnel laws to let the service grant early merit-based promotions to officers. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the Navy wants to take a more surgical approach to promotions rather than advancing its officers based on rigid schedules.
Navy and other defense officials tried but failed to persuade Congress to make the change as part of the 2017 defense authorization bill that passed in December. But top Navy personnel officials are lobbying lawmakers to include the language in this year's bill. It would allow military promotion boards to place officers of particular merit at the top of promotion lists ahead of their peers. Currently, seniority, according to an officer's lineal number, is the main factor that determines when he or she will move to the next rank. The current promotion system was set in place by the 1981 Defense Officer Personnel Management Act. And Vice Admiral Robert Burke, the chief of naval personnel, says the proposal is one of several changes the Navy wants to make in order to make the system more flexible.
We're still thinking through, you know, what is it that we would like the end state of a new, you know, what do we want the to-be state to look like for a revised officer system? And all the services are sort of thinking through this. We're going to continue to learn and explore this and maybe put together a more consolidated group of proposals for how we might reshape the officer promotion packages. But in general, what we want to do is have a little more flexibility from DOTMA to promote more people sooner. In order to do that, though, you have to have more flexibility to ask people to go home sooner as well. And we don't have that in DOTMA right now for officers like you do on the enlisted side. So we need that tool as well, and we're looking at how we do that fairly and in a measured manner. We have tools to do these, you know, giant, whacking jobs that are not very precise at all, and they're very ugly, and we don't want to use those tools.
Both former Navy Secretary Ray Mabus and former Defense Secretary Ash Carter pushed for more flexible military career paths as part of a wide-ranging personnel reform initiative called Force of the Future. But Congress rejected the officer promotion change precisely because lawmakers viewed it as a piecemeal approach, saying the DOD never submitted a broader legislative package that would have implemented personnel reforms in a comprehensive way. In a report last month, the Bipartisan Policy Center endorsed the idea of merit-based officer promotions, along with several other changes, including a replacement of the military's up-or-out promotion system with one that lets officers stay in their current ranks as long as they continue to perform well. But the panel cautioned that DOD would need to make wider changes in order to make a new promotion system work, including overhauling its performance rating system to make sure the military services understand who their best performers truly are. Rear Admiral Richard Brown, the commander of Navy Personnel Command, says the Navy fully recognizes its evaluation system is in dire need of modernization, including by building in new capabilities to measure skills and education rather than just performance.
Our current FITREP eval process, which uses RISCAs and traits and rankings, et cetera, was conceived, developed, and executed by a small group of people under a CNO BORDA in just under 15 months in 1996. And so that system has been in place for over 21 years. It's time to refine our requirements and get an updated system that supports our mission and our requirements, but also supports the folks that are working for us and helps us to better identify the talent and manage that talent. Some of the aspirational things that we're looking at is developing a system where we rate to a standard vice small competitive peer groupings. Performance evaluations that are tailored to pay bands. Does it make sense that an ensign's FITREP looks exactly like a captain's FITREP, or an E1's evaluation looks exactly like an E6's evaluation? We are targeting and formalizing counseling as a foundation of the performance evaluation and providing timely, objective, and written and graded feedback to our officers and our sailors.
But Rear Admiral John Nowell, the Director of Military Personnel Plans and Policy, says the Navy has already shown that merit-based promotion can work within the uniformed services. Starting in 2015, the Navy implemented the Meritorious Advancement Program within its enlisted force, which lets commanding officers, executive officers, and command master chiefs select their best and brightest sailors for accelerated promotion.
So we still do Navy-wide advancement exams. We still have, you know, the spring and the fall cycle. But we wanted to empower those triads to be able to, you know, pluck those front runners and go ahead and move them up faster. And so we started in 2015. It was about 5% of the advancements for the year. We have, you know, opened it up. We started with it being sea-centric. We went sea to shore. We then opened it up to more commands there. We broadened it We relax some of the rules with respect to the timing aspect and eligibility. And so we're at 10% of the advancement for 2017 will be done via MAP. Of those, about 20% of the E6s that will be advanced via MAP.
And Burke, the Naval Personnel Chief, says he remains hopeful that Congress will approve a similar system for officers in the upcoming legislative cycle.
So again, Senate's on board with that. In fact, we just had the Senate staffers over yesterday. They reiterated their general support for the idea. We got to go back and re-engage. So lots of work to do. Probably a couple years before we're going to see some legislative change on that, but we continue to push.
In the shorter term, Burke says Congress's inaction on passing a budget has broad implications for the military personnel system. Leaving a continuing resolution in place for the rest of the year, he says, would have serious impacts.
The biggest accounts that have financial accounts in the manpower world that have any fungibility to them. They're sort of the money surge tanks for the Navy, and the ones that get impacted the biggest anytime there's cash flow issues, which is what a continuing resolution does to all of the services. It's permanent change of station money, so money to do moves, and it's money to pay bonuses. And to answer the specifics of how badly we would be impacted by a CR depends on exactly how the CR gets written. At this point, there's a lot of debate going on the Hill as to what the reference point for a continuing resolution would be. Normally, it's the last year's budget. And if they write it according to what FY16's budget baseline would be, I will be, in dire straits. We will be, stopping, most moves sometime in June. We will be stopping bonuses going forward, sometime in June. It will be fairly catastrophic, and we've told lawmakers that.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out all of Jared's DoD coverage at FederalNewsRadio.com.